Johor will head to the polls on July 11, and everyday issues like cost of living, wages and housing are front and centre in this election. While the state has generated the most wealth and investments for Malaysia, economists have flagged that the gains are uneven. A particular issue is housing affordability in JB. Due to the city's increasing popularity among Singaporeans of the RTS Link and the Johor-Singapore Special Economic Zone, land values and home prices have gone up. The state has one of the highest median multiples, a key indicator of housing affordability. Many property experts classify the Johor housing market as seriously unaffordable. Young Johorians like purchasing officer Ahmad Azri have struggled to purchase a new home. The newlyweds spend years searching for an affordable matrimonial home. They finally settle for a terrace house in the suburbs, about a one-hour commute from their workplaces.
Memang mencabarlah untuk dapat rumah yang orang kata apa
macam kita nak
rumah yang bawah daripada harga sekarang, market sekarang, bawah 300,000 lah orang kata market sekarang. Yang saya dapat tu pun 29, kos rendah juga. Dua tingkat dekat kawasan Choi, Kota Masai. 29 tu pun orang kata jackpot lah untuk harga rumah sekarang. Bawah 300. Untuk keluasan 600 square feet.
In Batu Pahat, Pengeram State Assemblywoman Gan Peck Cheng says residents living outside of Johor Bahru are also feeling the strain.
Harga rumah di Batu Pahat mahal sangat. Dia boleh fight banding dengan JB. Tetapi sebab dalam bandar, kita punya tanah terhad. Jadi anda nak pergi ke pinggir-pinggir rural area. Mengakibatkan you rasa sara hidup you macam terjejas, susah. Sebab di Batu Pahat, even you graduate university, 2,000 lebih sikit saja gaji. Jadi itu satu masalah. Gaji tak tinggi sangat.
To help Johorians buy homes, the state government has come up with an affordable housing scheme. But Azri says demand far exceeds supply.
180,000. Townhouse. Susahlah, senang cerita susah. Sebab nisbah dia, dia buka, saya bagi contoh lah, dalam 100 unit untuk rumah, yang mohon dalam 1,000 orang. So untuk peluang dapat rumah tu rendah lah.
Johor State Exco member Lee Ting Han, who chairs the Investment, Trade, Consumer Affairs and Human Resources Committee, says the state is aware of cost of living concerns and has responded by speeding up low-cost housing projects under its affordable housing scheme.
And we don't deny that Johor is one of the states that experienced the highest inflation rate. And it's also associated with the rapid growth that we are, rapid development that we are seeing. So therefore, what Johor state government can do, what we can afford, what within our capability, within our jurisdiction, we have expedited the construction of the low-cost housing. So we have this project called Rumah Mampu Milik Johor, which means the low-cost, affordable living, affordable housing scheme for Johorian. We have a target of creating at least 100,000 affordable homes for Johorians by 2030.
Johor has also floated a target salary floor of around 4,000 ringgit for fresh graduates as part of its efforts to lift incomes.
At the moment, it's roughly median salary in Johor is about 3,000, 2,900, 3,000. Slightly better than when we first came in to government. But that's not enough because we need it to grow faster than inflation. We want people to have better quality of life and we want to uplift their salary level and range.
Impian tu memang ada. Cuma faktor kekangan keuangan lah. Tok Umar impian tu, tanamkan impian dulu. Tok akan datang waktu rezeki, Allah bagi. Dapat duduk rumah yang kita impikan kan. InsyaAllah.